So this lady goes into surgery because she can't see anymore.
Okay.
She's got the cataracts.
Okay.
So she goes, you know what, UK surgeon guy, I really want to see, so do the cataract surgery. I saved up enough money. Go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy puts her in a chair, and I guess they knock you out, and they start shaving away your eyes or whatever.
Yeah.
She's 67 years old, so she's got cataracts, so her eyes are kind of blurry. The guy pulls out 27 missing contact lenses out of her eyes.
What?
This lady has been putting contact lenses on top of contact lenses on top of contact lenses.
Oh, my God. So when they gave her contact lenses, no one told her that you're supposed to take them out?
This is how dumb people are getting now.
That's why she couldn't see, because she had 27 contact lenses in her eye.
In her eye. Can you imagine pulling them off? I mean, if you find one, you're like, well, I think I know what the problem is.
Right.
But the 27.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, so, but that doesn't make sense, because then she should be able to see real good.
I guess you wake her up and you say, how many fingers am I holding up now?
Right.
And she goes, wow, that was amazing. How much do I owe you? $5,000 per eye or whatever they charge you.
This is like what you're talking about last week, where you said there should be a dumbass clause.
There should be.
Yeah, so she should be charged extra. So whatever he charges for a normal cataract surgery, tack on another $5,000 for dumbassery.
Before this segment, I should have played this song.
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. You're grade A, number one, bona fide, first class. You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. And you'll be one all your dumbass life.
Yep. So
she's a dumbass because
he is a dumbass. Yeah,
she didn't even say, honey, have you seen my contacts? No, just go ahead and put a new pair in.
But even the concept of disposable, like if someone said to her, oh, these are disposable. Disposable means when you take them out, you just chuck them. It doesn't, they don't dissolve into you. It's not like, you know, like I don't even listen. I hope she never went to her gynecologist.
One, two, there's 27 of those too. These people are driving on the road with us. I swear, I drove past four people that had at least six contacts in their eye on the way home.
They're driving, they're voting, they're out there. They're out there. They're the reason why the world is where it is right now.
This explains the last 5 years. Perfectly.
100%. Perfectly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you go to vote, you just go, I can't see shit.
Okay. Vote.
Vote. Okay. Who'd I vote for? It doesn't matter. I can't see anything anyway. I get it. Yeah. 27. So a couple of months ago, we were talking about chatbots that when you die, they're going to put your soul in a machine and we get a Cooper bot.
Right.
So the Cooper bot can still talk to you. So when grandma dies, they're going to take her brain, put it in a grandma robot, and the grandma robot's going to talk to you.
Right.
So we thought that this was just a pipe dream.
Yeah, we thought it was like some fantasy that came up with one day, like one day we'll have flying cars.
Right. One day grandma will never die. Because she'll be in this robot, or Cooper will never die, or I won't, and we'll just continue to do the show.
Yeah.
But now Microsoft has a patent for it.
Whoa.
You think?
Oh, my God. If they have a patent for it, that means that they're getting close to it.
And here's what the patent says. The specific person, i.e. grandma, may correspond to a past or present entity or version of, such as a friend, a relative, an acquaintance, a celebrity, fictional character.
So they can basically bring back anybody.
Anybody.
Like Abraham Lincoln.
It's going to be based on, well, he didn't have any social media or.
Oh, it's based on social media. I thought it was like they get your DNA and somehow they clone you or.
It's going to be based on your images, your voice data, social media, your emails, and personal information.
Okay, so that's perfect because they have my voice because you and I have been doing this show for a million hours and hours. And most of my emails are angry emails to companies and customer service asking for my money back. I mean, I was Karen before Karen.
Oh, can you imagine the nightmare that robot's going to be? It says the person's going to be able to speak, write, wow, do emails, and text messages. No, I just got an email from Cooper. No, she's dead. She's been dead 9 months. No. She says it's fine.
Yep. Nope. She got pizza and they didn't have enough cheese on it. That's what she says. She ordered extra cheese and it wasn't there.
I can post the naked photo I have of her. She's fine with it. Cooper, are you good with that, putting that porno out? She says yes. So
you'll finally get some ratings for this show.
Yeah, exactly. So they say your family will always have the ability to answer their questions.
Well, not really. Cause it's not. Well, I guess the algorithm would be able to figure out what the answer is. Like, what would Cooper say in this scenario? And the algorithm would be like, this is one of these. It's almost like the magic eight ball of death. They'd shake it, you know, and they'd be like, looks promising.
Yeah, but see, my luck is my sister would get the Anthony bot. And I don't want to talk to her now.
Right.
I'm definitely not going to want to talk to her when I'm dead. So, yeah, Microsoft, go figure. And it's going to blue screen at some point because it's a Microsoft product.
Right. That's a good point.
If it's an Apple, then I kind of, you know, I think it might work. But since it's Microsoft, it's not going to be that great. But they do have a patent on it now.
That's why you shake it like a magic eight ball. Mm-hmm. Cooper, what do you think? Should we take Anthony and take his body out and take it for a ride?
Well,
it is decidedly so.
I have a magic eight ball here on my phone, and you shake it and you ask it a question. Magic eight ball, will Cooper ever be a robot? Signs point to yes.
Up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I may already be a robot for all you know.
Will Cooper ever be hot again? Outlook not so good.
Oh, no. I already don't like this. I don't like this Microsoft robot thing at all.